The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. So, who here knows who Simon is from the gospel today? Who's Simon?
Simon is one of the apostles.
Yes, so do you know him by another name? He has two names. He's Peter, very good. Yes, Simon is Peter, Simon Peter, St. Peter, first pope, all that good stuff. Anyway, so what's happening here in the gospel today is that his mom's sick, or his mother-in-law is sick. And chances are, if we do a little bit of investigation, it was probably with malaria. It was a big problem in that time, in that day and age. So she was just violently ill, just didn't feel well, really bleh. Any of you ever felt bleh, sick? Yeah, I think most of us have probably been sick at one point in our lives. Good. And so Christ, as soon as he enters that room, that house, he immediately goes to her and cures her. Have any of us been miraculously cured before? You have? Okay, cool. I haven't been miraculously cured. It's usually over time, it's usually natural, like the immunity and stuff that God gives us that finally works its way out and all that stuff. But for this particular moment, like if you're really, really sick and some dude comes in and is like, "All right, you're healed, let's go." That's pretty cool. Like that you would be, I don't know, I'd be incredibly grateful. I'd be thankful that I was cured of whatever was going on. And if you notice, that's what happens in the gospel today. As soon as Jesus heals Simon Peter's mother-in-law, she immediately gets up and starts serving, waiting on him. I can only imagine that this was her way of saying thank you, of giving thanks to God for what has just occurred. And that was all she had, because the people in this time, they were poor. Simon Peter was a fisherman. Fishermen in that time did not have a lot of money. They did not make much. And so I can only imagine that his mother-in-law did not have much either. And so with nothing to give except service and hospitality, this was her way of saying thank you. So I want to ask you, has anyone ever done something really nice for you, and then immediately your response is to like kind of repay that niceness, that kindness that they showed to you? Yeah? I think most of us have had that experience, right? Yeah. So that's kind of a natural reaction we have, that desire to like, oh, like you've done something kind for me, I want to do something kind in return, as a way of saying thank you. So that's just a natural thing we do. Because we often receive gifts from friends, from family, and our immediate reaction really is to give thanks, often, again, by repaying that favor. And while she had nothing else she could give, this is still an act of gratitude, an act of thanksgiving. So I want you to take a moment and think, what's a way, well, first of all, Christ is constantly healing us, forgiving us of our sins, doing good in our own lives, like providing for us throughout our lives. And so if God is always doing these things for us, how are we saying thank you? So your challenge today, your job today, your homework today is to spend a little bit of time and reflect and figure out what you can do as a way of saying thank you to God, of giving thanksgiving to God for the good that he has done in your life. Maybe it's to wake up every morning and say the Hail Mary. As soon as you, before you even jump out of bed, you just wake up, all right, Hail Mary, full of grace, or the Our Father, or right before bed, you say a quick little prayer, thank you for the day, Lord, whatever it is. So I want you to, your homework, again, is to spend a little bit of time today and think about what it is you can do to give thanks to God. It doesn't have to be a lot. He doesn't expect a lot from us. We're human. But he does want a little bit. And it's a kind thing to do. It should be an automatic gesture of goodwill and thanksgiving. So make sure you guys do your homework, and hopefully your teachers will remind you.